Good afternoon at 12 noon. Temperature, Rusty, 73, and the rain has stopped.
For now, we are expecting more showers and thunderstorms later on today, high near 83.
The state Supreme Court will be sitting in Sheboygan next month. Supreme Court justices will be in the Branch 1 courtroom at the county courthouse on October 3rd to hear two cases. The visit marks the 20th anniversary of the court's Justice on Wheels program that brings oral argument to communities across the state. Officials said seats to watch the hearings are free and open to the public, but reservations are suggested, and they can be made by calling 608-266-1298 or by emailing sarah.foster@wicourts.gov.
More Wisconsinites are relying on the government for their health insurance. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, the number of state residents covered by public plans like Badger Care jumped to over 20% last year. That's almost 4.5% more than in 2008, when the Great Recession began in earnest. Today's census report said almost 10.5% of Wisconsinites are not insured at all. That's about the same as the previous year. The uninsured and workers who don't get private coverage will have to buy insurance from the federal government's purchasing exchange starting in January. The percentage of state residents covered by private plans dropped by almost 5 points from 2008 through last year. The new total is about 69.5%.
Well, the Wisconsin-based Kohl's department stores plan to hire over 50,000 temporary employees for the holiday shopping season. That's a lot. Sounds like a lot, but it's about 3,000 fewer people than in a similar announcement they made a year ago. Hiring began already earlier this month. Some of the jobs will only be for a few hours a week. Others will offer more than 20 hours of work each week.
Two new reports contradict other recent hints that the nation's economic recovery might be weakening. We get details from Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson in Washington.
The Conference Board says its index of leading economic indicators increased by 0.7% in August. This after July's rise of 0.5 point. One economist says two straight months of gains point to more pep in the pace of the economy. And sales of existing homes increased by 1.7% last month, putting the nation on a pace to record 5.5 million sales this year. That would be the highest level since February of 2007, when property values started to drop. In Washington, Rich Johnson, Fox News Radio.
Fire of undetermined origin did an estimated $10,000 damage to a home in the city of Sheboygan yesterday afternoon. A fire department was dispatched to the house in the Summers Trail Park on Hickorywood Drive about 3:30. They found a woman fleeing from the home. She was treated for smoke inhalation. Firefighters found flames and heavy smoke in a bedroom. They put that fire out. There were two cats in the house. One had to be resuscitated. The other fled and could not be located. Cause of the fire has yet to be determined.
A Sheboygan man who was arrested in a Northside drug house has been sentenced to prison. 24-year-old Nicholas Richter was arrested along with two others last February when members of the MEG unit executed a search warrant at the home in the 2500th block of North 15th Street. Officers found two children, ages 4 and 15 months, living in squalor with marijuana, heroin, and prescription drugs scattered throughout the home in easy reach of the children. The home was strewn with garbage and animal feces, and officers recommended that it be condemned. Richter pled no contest to drug charges and was sentenced recently to 2 years in prison, to be followed by 2 years on extended supervision.
Well, lawmakers yesterday pared back new rules allowing the state to recover more of its health care spending on the elderly from their estates and those of their spouses. Those rules had been expanded by the Walker administration to save an estimated $8.7 million by going after the assets of elderly Medicaid recipients who go into a nursing home. Joint Finance Committee Co-Chair John Nygren looked up the definition of Medicaid.
And the definition is providing health coverage and care for people who are impoverished. It didn't say providing care for people whose kids want to inherit their assets. There's a big difference here.
Critics like Representative John Richards, though, called it government overreach.
We are essentially double taxing people who lived their whole lives, played by the rules, and then had something bad happen at the end of their life. They paid for Medicaid services their entire life through their taxes, and now we are asking them to repay the state. Again,
yesterday's vote prevents the Walker administration from implementing some of those new provisions, although they will still remain on the books.
A new phone scam is targeting Wisconsin residents, with the caller claiming to be with the law enforcement. Nancy Oleg with the State Patrol's Fond du Lac headquarters says the caller is trying to collect money.
We have received several calls. In fact, one gentleman stepped into our office saying that they've received a call from a State Patrol sergeant asking for money in reference to a relative, usually a grandson or granddaughter, being involved in a crash and they're trying to evade any type of legal action by the person giving the money to the caller.
Oleg says law enforcement officers, including state patrol troopers, never collect money.
Unfortunately, some of the victims have been elderly citizens, and so we want to make sure that everyone's aware this is not the way the Wisconsin State Patrol does business, and we would never be making those types of phone calls.
Oleg says she is aware of 5 attempted scam calls so far, stretching from Door County down to Green Lake County.
And the price of a stamp may be going up. Postmaster General Patrick Donahue says his agency needs a rate increase just to stay in business. How about that forecast, Rusty?
Dry for the moment, but more showers and thunderstorms in the forecast, especially this evening and overnight. High of 83 expected, though.
Okay, had some pretty good rain this morning.
In some places, indeed.
A little respite now. Right now we're at 73 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh. WHBL News Time is at 12:06.